I'm Cindy Lauper. My psoriasis was all over, even on my scalp, which may mean four times the risk for psoriatic arthritis. But Cosentyx works on both.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 milligram dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 milligram dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at Cosentyx.com or 1-844-COSENTYX. Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
Dave Moore
on Today FM.
As seen on your screen.
With vitamins and more from Avonmore. Vitamin and protein water that works harder.
But Maria Devereaux has been watching screens. She has seen things on her screens. She will now bring the things she has seen on her screens to our ears. What's going on, Maria?
Terrifying things I saw.
Okay.
Terrifying. So I wouldn't be the most animal person you've ever met in your life.
I think you're underselling your distaste for animals, Maria. We all know you're terrified
of bunnies.
You're terrified of spiders. Yeah, you say like bunnies, right? If I brought a bunny in and walked over to you and said, "Here, Maria, quick, take this."
I would take it.
Would you?
Yeah, I would, yeah.
And what would you do if the bunny's legs started going and you did a little poo in your hand?
I'd be like,
you
gross.
See, back to Dave. But you're not really good with like the, you know, there's a lot of animals that you just be like, you know what, fine, thanks.
I'm okay over here.
Dogs, not really.
There was a whole thing in primary school with a dog and like just didn't.
The dog was a bad teacher. He skipped over geography. Like, he felt really focused on treats.
Yeah, good. Well, I read one of the first of two animal, terrifying animal stories I'm going to give you today,
amazing,
right? Is about crocodiles.
Okay.
And I read this over the weekend. Apparently, crocodiles in Indonesia have started moving their hands like humans, right? So you know the way they have like claw hands, but they have five digits.
I think the fact that you're saying the crocodiles have hands tells us everything we need to know about your love of animals. I'm not sure what you call them, but that's like claw hands is good.
Yeah, well,
they do have five digits. They do, yes.
So they've started separating it to look like four fingers and the thumb, right? Mm-hmm. More like our hands. And what they're doing is when they're in the water, they're sticking their hands out and making it look like a human hand, and then they'll splash about.
Oh my god.
So that people are going, oh, there's somebody in the water in trouble, and then they get into the water to try and save them, and then bam, crocodile eats them.
They're tricking us.
Yeah, they're tricking us. They're,
I can tell by him now. Look at him.
Why are you laughing? This is terrifying.
Yeah, listen, hang on. Crocodiles are
like a human hand.
Crocodiles are one of the most evolved creatures on the earth. They are so old. They're so ancient. They've been around for so many hundreds of millions. In fact, like, so they predate dinosaurs.
Crocodiles do.
Yeah, like crocodiles are not going, "Here, lads, you know what we should do? What? You should start waving like humans." They've been doing the same killing for millions of years. They eat things that go in the water. They don't figure out new ways to trick them to go in the water.
They lure people in. They do.
They
because
don't. They,
we're
they,
getting more clever. Yeah. We're like, oh, we're not going to go in there because there's crocodiles living there. So they have to come up with new tactics. It's like in here. We have to come up with new ways of doing our jobs.
I see. And are you saying that the crocodiles have, like, it's not just one crocodile who's learned this. He's passed the information on in the crocodile meeting that they have around the campfire where they go, how can we eat more humans in
crocodile
Indonesia,
WhatsApp
lads?
Groups.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you'll see.
You will see.
I'm not going to get in the water in Indonesia if there's crocodiles in it, but they're not doing this to wave at humans to get them to come in.
Aren't you going to Mexico this year?
Is
the crocodiles in Mexico?
I don't think so.
Well, alligators, get into the water and find out.
In Florida and stuff. I don't know about that.
And then
that.
Me and Colin will be here and we'll be like, "We're sorry to inform you all."
Yeah, but sorry to inform you all.
By a crocodile.
Got into the water because a crocodile waved at him in Mexico.
Yeah.
So that's why he got
it. Hi, Dave.
Amazing. That's the first one. What's
that's
next?
The first one. The second one is monkeys. So this is everywhere over the weekend, right? There's a guy from the UK called Kane Smith.
Okay.
Put this up on his TikTok. He's gone to travel Thailand on his own to have a great old time, got into a pool in his resort.
Nice.
Which some stories say it's the White Lotus Resort. Others don't.
Oh, he's in Thailand.
So I'm not sure.
Okay.
He's in Thailand.
Yeah.
So he's in the pool and he wanted to do a video to show everybody, you know, I'm having a great time and it's gorgeous here.
Right.
As soon as he hit record on the video, like a wild monkey came out of the bushes on the other side of the swimming pool. And then loads of them came and they all stood around just looking at him. And then they start chasing him. I'll play, there was a lot of expletives in the video, right?
Okay.
So I'll play a clean version of what happened.
All right. Guys.
Go away. No, why is it doing that? My God. Oh, my God. No, stop. No, go away. Oh, my God, there's more. Oh, shit. No, shit. No. Oh, my God, there's a whole family. I'm scared. Oh, my God, there's loads. Don't you dare come near me. I'm scared. Don't come. No, no, no.
Who is he shouting at? So he's shouting at the troop of monkeys who've infiltrated his paradise.
Yeah, so he's just in the swimming pool by himself. And then one monkey comes over and is like looking at him. He's like, oh, that's kind of weird. And then loads of them start surrounding him. And then they start edging their way towards him.
Oh, my God.
It's terrifying.
God, it's terrifying. Is this the thing that you ever warned of?
I didn't see. I was afraid to see this kind of thing happen. It didn't happen to me.
It didn't happen, no.
Saw a snake. But not a monkey. Monkeys.
Monkey.
But
there's loads of them, isn't there? Yeah. Like, I should call the video.
Were they just drinking the water out of the swimming pool?
Yeah, they were at the start. And then they were like, who's this? He looks delicious.
And then creeping up on him. He's massive.
They're wild monkeys.
Monkeys are going to attack a human
and
eat him.
They are with their big nails.
Since when did you turn into David Attenborough over here?
I'm scared of nothing.
Yeah. Mr. Brave Man.
No, I'm just saying.
Anyway, he said he was fine.
Hang on. Did they, like, rear up, show their teeth, their big fangs, and run at him like that?
They ran at him. They didn't do anything with the fangs.
They wander over curiously.
He's a man with a phone.
Have a sniff on him. Yeah, exactly. They're probably just going, here, what's your man doing? Let's go over and see if he's got any fruit or anything.
No, but he couldn't take the shot that you're looking for with the fangs and all that. He was running away if you were watching the video.
I didn't watch the video.
Yeah. You can hear it at the end. He's running away, screaming. He's trying to scream at them to go away. And then he gets inside. And then he did come back on and say, hey guys, I'm okay. It was the scariest moment of my life. Thanks for all the messages.
Okay, gotcha.
But he's quite happy that he's gone viral.
Oh, I see what you mean. Well, I'm glad he's safe and all the rest. I just don't really think he was about to be attacked and eaten by a troop.
He was!
Do you know what kind of monkeys they were?
Okay, so this is something that you taught me years ago.
Oh.
Actually stuck in my head. See, I do listen.
Yeah.
And all of the websites and everywhere that's reporting that they were monkeys, they were not monkeys. They were apes. Because and the song that you taught me years ago sticks in my head all the time.
I know the song.
It is this.
Veggie Tales.
If it doesn't have a tail, it's not a monkey. Even if it has a monkey kind of shape. If it doesn't have a tail, it's not a monkey. If it doesn't have a tail, it's not a monkey. It's an ape.
They didn't have tails.
Okay. I sing it to myself when I'm watching videos of monkeys.
There you go. They didn't have tails, which means they're apes. Yeah. I'm glad I'm teaching you something. I've taught you as well that crocodiles are not waving at human beings on the shores of Indonesia.
We need to teach you to be more scared of animals.
I'm not scared of any animals.
This is a survival technique, is to be wary of things.
I'm not scared of any. In fact, there's a great point from Joe. It says, Dave won't even wash his legs. He's hardly going to be lured into the water by a crocodile.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.